Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dirt Boy Podcast, where I and other possible guests talk about some interesting topics. I am your host, Rugged, the lovable, huggable dragon. Today on the podcast, we are on episode 19, and I'm sorry I'm being so lazy with uploading these, but I figured I'd give some time to work, especially considering the holidays are coming up. And, you know, I need to relax a little bit. Plus, I'm streaming at the same time. So whenever I come up with different topics, I usually like stuff them together, write some little notes so I can know what to say. But for the most part, this is pretty much a wing it kind of thing. So episode 19, we're going to be talking about some random topics here and there. So I planned on three basic topics. One of them is actually a question from one of the followers on my Twitch. So I can't wait to get into that one. As always, if you enjoy my content that you're listening to, give it a good review and share it with others. If you ever want to be part of my podcast, either as a voice guest, or if you just want your questions to be read out loud and answered, which is going to happen today, feel free to click on a few of the links I provide within the episodes of my podcast. Now, the best way to reach me for questions is to go on Twitter at RuggedTheDragon. Now, the best way to reach me for questions is on my Twitter at RuggedTheDragon, all in one word. And you can also join my Discord channel if you ever want to, since I'm on there very often. And I also have a Telegram group as well. So once again, all the links are going to be in the episodes, so feel free to look at them and click on them. Also, on my Twitter, I have a link tree as well, so just click on that and it gives you all the links here. Most importantly, I'm also on Twitch quite often under the same username of RuggedTheDragon, all one word. So all the links on my social media, again, descriptions on my podcast. Check them out. And I hope to hear from you and everyone else as time rolls on by. Now, before we get to the three main topics, we do a tradition now where I start off with a couple shout-outs along with some life updates. So first, let's start off with some Twitch shout-outs and recent followers on my channel. So I accumulate the names of people that have followed me from the past few weeks or even a month. Now, it's been a while since I made a podcast, so there may be some names between the last name I announced in my last episode and the ones I'm about to announce now. There might be a couple that I missed, and I so apologize for it. It's because Twitch doesn't keep a giant list of everybody, so I better keep these updated as much as I can. So, for follows, let's start off with Major Overlord 1990, Alistair Afton, Arctos, we also got Pistachio Man for the follow as well. Al the Pyro resubscribed to me with Prime, and they've been subscribed for 7 months, so I appreciate it, Al. Al's a good friend, by the way. We still need to upload that that video we made where we were playing a game called It Takes Two. I have the footage and everything. I just have to make the video, and I've been a little lazy, but it'll be done soon. Don't worry, I'll get to it. We also have a follow from Naomi Wolf 2. Black Dragon 6648. We also have a Super Red Panda. All of these, sometimes the words are all together and makes me think of something else. I was about to say Soup Red Panda. No, it's Super Red Panda. Excuse me. Par B. We also got Panda Buns 3003. I respect you, and the U is as a number one. We also got Spaceman Boy 123, Ryu Spirit VTuber, Outcast Stars. We also got one from Yunusun. We have another resubscription for a tier one from Pointless Furry, and they've been subscribed for 10 months. My longest subscriber ever. It's been almost a year now. Man, crazy, right? And the last most recent follower from about, I'd say half my last stream, was Dragon Cheese Zero, and are apparently a giant dragon made of cheese, and in the summertime they become nacho cheese. So don't touch, it's not chose. That's a terrible joke, I'm sorry. But thank you everybody for all following my Twitch channel. So once again, my Twitch is at Rugged the Dragon. Been recently playing a game called A Plague Tale Requiem. Now I have Xbox Game Pass for PC, and I'm gonna have that for a few months. The app itself is just horrible. It's just really slow. It works. It's just really slow. So if I ever want to play games on Xbox Game Pass, I have to remember to enable the app an hour or so before I stream so everything can be updated and ready to play. Otherwise, nothing works. All right, so life updates. So what's been going on recently with me? So let's start off with work. Work is going to be tough. It's going to be tough in the next few weeks, throughout the next couple months, because I'm an Amazon's, therefore we have something called peak season. Peak season is essentially the same work shifts, but mandatory overtime is going to be more commonplace than ever before. Pretty much every week is going to be mandatory overtime. So what that means is that I have a schedule where I work only 3 days a week for 12-hour shifts. Not too bad, right? 36 hours, not too bad. Especially considering you can also ask for extra time with extra pay on top of that if they have the premium available. However, when the holidays start up and the peak season begins, your primary mandatory overtime day is usually set. Let's say I work Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. That's what I work. My mandatory overtime day is going to be, let's say, Wednesday. So that means that every week is going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for 12-hour shifts. This is to make sure that the inventory that we're getting is properly handled, that we need more time to do it there because, you know, the workflow is going to be insane. It's the holidays. Everyone's buying everything, especially with Black Friday. Oh, God, Black Friday. I just got reminded about that. Oh, man. But it's going to be worth it because more money. Hey, more money. That's a good thing. So more things for me to buy, more presents for me to give to everybody else. And yeah, that's what else is there? Let's see. Still driving. Really used to it, to be honest. I actually drove my mother around for a little bit. She thought I was a little fast at certain moments, but I'm like, this is the way I normally drive. I guess she's just used to my dad driving, since no offense to him, but he drives a little slow. But I'm not reckless either. I'm very careful and I'm very defensive at the same time, but I'm a little faster when it comes to driving. If I'm on a highway that's like 65 miles per hour, I'm going to be driving 70 if I'm in like the middle lane, or a little bit higher than that. One time I actually hit 80 at one point and I got a little scared, but that was when I first was starting to drive. I'm not a speed demon. I'm very safe as well. I've had only like one moment where my heart kind of skipped a beat when I was driving, and that was because it was raining super hard and I was driving straight. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it seemed like my car was slightly drifting to the left. This is called hydroplaning, when there's like too much water underneath the surface of my tires, and then I don't have enough traction, and I started to slide a little bit. So I let go of the brake pedal. I let go of the acceleration pedal, and I simply just slowly steered myself back on the road again, and I was fine. Kind of made me scared a little bit, but you know, that's what happens, especially in heavy rain. But like I said, pretty good, pretty boring life updates. But let's get on to the main topic with episode 19, just talking about random topics. All right, so the first thing we're going to start off with is a question from a Twitter follower. Now, this is very rare because I don't get these often. I often ask people, hey, if you want to ask me a question, ask it, and I'll answer it on the stream. And I've only gotten one of these, not in a long time. I think I had someone else ask me a question, and I can't remember. It's been so long. So, anyway, this is from a user named Zevin Zera on Twitter, asking me, quote, I'd like to hear your opinion on what Chapik said about animation. More so on going opinion from other people that animation is for kids, when animation is a genre and is all inclusive and can be for everyone. So, I had to look this up really quickly, so I typed it in, and Disney CEO Bob Chapek has recently quoted suggesting that animated films aren't for adults. So, let's play a little bit of devil's advocate, so I can understand what he's trying to say. Throughout history, we've known that like cartoons have always been targeted towards kids, like Mickey Mouse, for example. That's the biggest one. Obviously Disney related, but other things too. Like you have Trix the Rabbit. You have like baby toys with like cute animals on it. All that is targeted towards children. And I can understand that's kind of like a closed-minded way of looking at it, in a way of just viewing like animation as a whole as just for kids. And to some degree, he is right, but I'm gonna disagree. Now, anything can be targeted towards kids, not just cartoons. It could be like other real life TV shows. It could be artwork. It could be video games even, right? But as a genre and as like a like an art itself, you're going to have people that are going to deviate away from targeting children, and they're going to target people of a wider age group, either to like from young kids to teenagers to all ages. And some will just restrict the children and teens entirely and go straight to adult animation, which is very common. I don't know what year exactly adult animation started, but I know that for a fact it was probably sometime around the 70s, if not the early 80s, I believe. I may be wrong. Animation included things like Fritz the Cat, for example. I've never seen the movie, right? Fritz the Cat was... I don't know who directed it. Let me look it up real quick. There it is. So, Ralph Bashke was the one who directed Fritz the Cat, but he also did a bunch of other movies. He did this method, I think it was called rotoscoping, where you have a character animated, but it's based on the movements of a real-life person. He did Lord of the Rings, Fritz the Cat, Wizards, Cool World, and a bunch of other ones. So, he's a prolific animator, but his goal was to target people of a higher age rating, for the most part, right? Because that's going to happen. So, that being said, naturally, when it comes to animation, in my opinion, like, I think this guy is definitely wrong. I understand where he's coming from, but animation as a whole is whatever you want to make of it. You want to make it for kids? That's fine. You want to make it for adults? That's fine. It's art. Art is not subjected to limitations based on what somebody says. It's kind of like furry artwork. Some people don't like drawing the NSFW stuff. Some people prefer just SFW only. Some people might have opinions about it that says that they disagree with NSFW. It's fine. Just don't tell people that they can't draw certain types of artwork just because you don't think it's a good thing. So it's interesting that, I mean, it's like, I know I'm going on about this for a while. So like I said, I understand where he's coming from. I know that he thinks that animation should be pure, and he's not the only one, but you know, I don't mind what people make. You know, it's their freedom to do so, and I think that's the best thing you can ever have, especially in this country. So yeah, thank you for the question. Or it's more like, I don't think it's a question, it was more like me shedding light on a subject that he wanted me to shed light on. So yeah, Zevin Zara, thanks for the tweet, by the way, regarding Chapik and his opinions on adult animation in general. So let's get on to the next part, which is about being social in video games, or like the chatter that is involved with it. So you know me, I play Call of Duty a lot. I would like to get into Halo Infinite, but that game is in disarray, even with the updates, but that's another story entirely. So, everyone talks about social Call of Duty or social whatever. It's dead. It's dead. And I'm like, okay, so let me understand their perspectives here. Let me see what they believe in regards to the whole social aspect of video games in general being dead. They go on about developers. Is their fault. Wait, what? How is it their fault? So let me go into it a little further. They suggest that, now specifically for Call of Duty, they believe that social Call of Duty, or social gaming in general, is dead because of the skill-based matchmaking algorithm and disbanding lobbies. Why am I not surprised? Another argument to try to get rid of two things that are necessary, but people just don't like because they don't understand anything. So, my opinion is this. Social Call of Duty, social video games in general, that's not the developer's fault. Why, if it is going down the tubes, it's not their fault for causing it at all. We are, as a community. Now, I'm not very toxic on game chat. I can be if I want to. But when you go into a game of Call of Duty or any other PvP match where you have game chat on, try to talk to people normally and see how often you get people yelling at you about you're like, shut up this, you're cheating that, adding every single expletive and racist term you could think of, yelling at you, screaming on top of their lungs, not even screaming at you. They could be on the game chat with their music blasting out loud. Or they could have an infant child that needs their care and is just rolling on the carpet, getting carpet burns for like the past 12 hours because you decided to invest $60 or $70 into a video game instead of buying it for groceries, right? Instead of buying groceries, you bought a game, and now your infant child that needs your care is just rolling around the carpet screaming at begging you to feed him. And that's all blasting on the microphone right now. That is why social Call of Duty is downhill. It's because nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to say, hi, how's everyone doing today? And then get a response from 15 people going, rah, I hate you so much. Why are you this and that? Why are you certain things that I can't repeat? Blah, 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 blah. And then that's when I go, mute. Nothing. That's what I prefer to do. That's what I do in Call of Duty nowadays, because having voice chat on just irritates me. And even remotely trying to conversate with people is just a lost cause. Now, the people who say that Call of Duty Social is downhill, they're the ones who are trash talking the most. They think that's the most fun thing in the world. Hey, oh, it's fun to have somebody yell at you. It's fun to yell at them because you create rivalries and all that. And oh, by the way, you can't create friendships in Call of Duty anymore. You can't create friendships at all, blah, 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 blah. No, it's because even if friendships can't be created, it's that barrier that I mentioned before. People are just so loud and toxic, there's no point. Why would I be making friends with all of these people who are just going to yell at me? And even if I liked somebody because of, say, their playstyle or their username, hell, maybe they might have some kind of indication that they may be part of the furry community. I know I've made a friend like that before. His name was Volkris. I'll give him a little shout out there. He was playing Call of Duty World War II. And I didn't really hear him chat. I was just realizing that his icon had a green wolf. And I'm like, oh, is he a furry? So I sent a friend request. See, that's what it takes, people. If you want friends, send a friend request. It's not that hard. Problem is, people are too shy, or they just don't want to because they're lazy. Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, well, disbanding lobbies prevents these friendships and these rivalries. And disbanding lobbies need to be gone for Call of Duty because it just doesn't drive the social aspect of the game very much. You're like, bullshit. I'm just going to say that out loud. You know why? I remember making friends all the time in Halo 2, Halo 3. All of those games had disbanding lobbies. Every lobby you join in, you have these people that you play with for a while, and then after the game is done, you don't see them anymore. You might see them once in a while, once again pop up. Maybe they got put into the queue and they got put into the same match that you did. Sometimes you might have a rematch here and there. They might even be on your team. But for the most part, if you liked people and you like the way they play, send a friend request. That's all it takes. I'm tired of people saying, well, the developers and skill-based matchmaking and algorithms, the social Call of Duty is dead because of that. No, it's not dead because of them. It's because of us. It's either our unwillingness to send requests or just the way people chat that other people are just tired of. Like, I'm tired of it. I've been tired of it for many years. I always kept my game chat off. It's very rare I turn it on. And for the most part, the only reason why I turn it on is to hear reactions at the end of a game or during a game sometimes. And that's it. Very rare. And there's a good reason for that. It's not because I'm weak. It's not because I'm a sis or anything like that, because I don't want to talk to people in Call of Duty. It's because I just don't tolerate them anymore. It's my choice too. I don't understand why people are saying, well, you're the problem, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to talk to people. You don't want to be social. Yeah, I don't want to be social because I don't want to talk to turds 24/7. I'm sorry. That's just the way I do things. It's my game. I decide who I want to talk to. If I want to talk to good friends, I talk to good friends. But we do so on Discord. I don't want to talk to random Timmy No-Thumbs who are screaming into my ear, telling me how much I suck at the game despite them going 2 kills and 35 deaths. It's not worth it, man. Not worth it. So, let's get on to the next interesting topic, which is something that is going to make people cringe a little bit, but bear with me. So some of us go on Twitter, right? Specifically furry artists, right? We go on Twitter and we make our opinions, and for the most part, we post artwork. So you got people going on Twitter, and they see this artwork that other furries post, and they think it's really cool. Now, it gets to the point where it's like, you know what? I haven't had artwork in a while. I really need something like that. So you go on Twitter, and you type in something like, "Hello, furry users. I would like to have artwork, and I need to find out what people are good for commissioning artwork or whatever." And hit send, tweet. You get 50 replies. And you're thinking, oh, wow, there are a lot of furry artists out there that really like my tweet. Maybe I can get some artwork. And then you notice that all of your replies are users that have regular, like, female profile pictures of just random girls with smiles and glasses. And they're like, hey, send me a PM. I'll send you a PM. Send me a PM. Hit me up with details. Hit me up with details. And you realize every one of these accounts are fake. They're fake accounts. They're probably run by real people, but for the most part, what they do, I don't know how they do it exactly. All I know is that they find some way to figure out who says certain keywords like artwork or commissions, and they latch onto these and reply with these like bot replies. And as soon as you talk to these people, they'll tell you, oh, they're an artist. They could do work for you. How much is it? Oh, they'll charge you $200. But here's the thing. Don't ever give them money. Don't ever, ever give them money, because they're going to take it and run away. I'm not familiar with it because I never gave these people money. I just know who scammers are. They're all scammers. And Twitter is full of them. You make a post about it and you'll get at least maybe 5, 10, or 20 replies. Maybe more than that. Depends on how popular you are. And it's so ridiculous that Twitter hasn't solved this issue yet. Now, Twitter is a bit in disarray right now. Everyone's saying that, oh, Twitter is dead. No, Twitter is not dead. The reason why is because the people complaining about Twitter is dead is complaining on Twitter. You're on Twitter right now. You're using it to complain. Therefore, it's not as useless as you think. Everyone's like, oh, we should go on Mastodon or whatever. Really. So, that's a different topic altogether. So, anyway, yeah, the bot issue is a problem. But that's not the cringy thing that I have to talk about. The other thing on Twitter, I haven't been delving into them recently, but they still exist. And for those in the furry community, you may be fully aware of these, and you're probably going to bite your hand and like the amount of cringe that you're going to think about. They're called RP accounts or role-playing accounts. Now, these are accounts on Twitter where these people appear to have a fursona, like a wolf character or whatever. But most of the time, it's not even their own character. They would say, they would look at my character and see a dragon and be like, oh, that looks pretty cool. They'll take my character's artwork, post it as their profile picture, and they'll call themselves Rugged the Sexy Hunk Dragon or something. And they'll have different types of artwork of my character being used without my permission, or the artist's permission for that matter. And then they'll say, hey, I'm a sexy hunky dragon. PM me for some good times. And the worst part is that a lot of people fall for this. A lot of people fall for this. Some kind of sexual gratification they can't get anywhere else. They have to talk to just these public role players who use other people's characters without permission to get attention. The worst thing. I haven't been a target of this yet. I hope not. Who knows? There might be an account right now that somebody is using with my character. So I don't know. They're disgusting. They're thieves. They're art thieves. They just go on and use your artwork without permission and use it for their gain. It's silly. I hate it so much. Sometimes a role player will be presented with the arguments from the artist and the creator saying, hey, dude, not cool, man. Take your artwork down, please. You didn't get my permission to do this. Sometimes they'll just ignore the artist and the user and block them entirely. Sometimes the role player will agree and say, okay, it wasn't my character. But then they'll just use another person's character, and then the whole process repeats over again. And then they got those really special role players who will say, well, it's not my art, And I mentioned that it's not my art. Okay, so don't use it. What's so hard about that?
Well, I put not on my art, so I'm good.
No, you're not. You're not.
And it gets worse, too, by the way.
I understand, you know, we have our little, like, we have our fetishes, kinks, or whatever. There are people on these role-playing sites that will link their friends and declare them as family members. My mother is this user. My sister is this user. My brother is this user. Why are you creating families? You're not related. I know it's role play, but that it's just, ugh. Like, why? Why? It's like a chain of cringe. Right? Chain of cringe and art thieves. And I think it's still going on today. And it's ridiculous. It's like, okay, if you want to create a role-playing Twitter account, right? Ask a few artists, pay a little bit of money to create your character, use that character that you created, that you had an artist draw for you, and that's your account right there. Now, in a perfect world, that would be the case. However, for some odd reason, these people don't want to get jobs. I wouldn't even be surprised if a lot of these role players are even under the age of 18. That's why you always ask. I wouldn't be surprised. They probably don't even have the ability to get a job because they're too young for it. Or, like, they might just be too lazy to get a job. Who knows? In a rare case, they could be handicapped. But still, it doesn't warrant you to steal artwork from other people just because you can't get money to get artwork yourself. That is disgusting. That's why I hate role-playing accounts. I hate fake bot artists on Twitter. I hope they get dealt with very quickly. And I have seen Twitter, fortunately, ban all of these fake art accounts very quickly. But the problem is, it's kind of like a game of whack-a-mole. No matter how many times you hit them, they're always going to keep popping up. And unless something major is done to prevent them from being created, we're going to see them very often, especially on a big site like Twitter. All right, and that pretty much wraps up this episode of the Derg Boy Podcast. So this is Rugged the Dragon. I thank everybody here for listening to the podcast and hear me ramble on for whatever time that you've listened to the podcast. Sorry again for uploading these like every month when I suggested myself that I should upload them every week. But like I said, work happens, busy life happens, sometimes even laziness. I'm not afraid to admit it. But and again, if you have any suggestions on new topics that you want me to talk about, if you have a question, you want to be a guest on the show, yeah, I gladly want everybody to participate. It really helps me out and lets me feel better knowing that I'm involving more of you, the listeners, to my podcast. I'll see you all next time. Take it easy and be safe. Derg Boy out.